Good morning, guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem, and it is 7:39 in the morning. Odyssey just went away. She just went to school, and I'm up. I don't have to be to work until 12, but I'm up, and I was going to run to the bank. I wanted to deposit some money, but I don't know if, all right, so I have like so much going on, right? So this is Mother's Day weekend, right? And I have two options to go to two concerts. One concert is in Atlantic City. That is with Silk, SWV, Kim, a lot of neo soul artists is going to be there. And then they have the concert that's in the Barclays, Mary J. Blige. It's going to be some other people there. So I have two options to go to either or. I would prefer to go to Atlantic City, but I'm thinking if I go to Atlantic City, then I'm going to have to book me a room because the concerts start at 7 p.m. Tomorrow. So what I was going to do was, if I decide to go to Atlantic City, I don't gamble. I'm just going for the concert because I love music. So I'm deciding, like, if I do go to AC to watch the concert, I'm going to probably stay overnight because it doesn't make no sense to watch the concert and come back because they are having an after party afterwards. So that's an option. Then I have so many options for Mother's Day weekend for myself. So those are two of the options: to go to the Mary J. Blige concert in the Barclay or to do the concert in AC. My other option is also just to like go treat myself, to go to Sephora, go on a shopping spree in Sephora, buy whatever it is that I want, or buy me a nice little, you know, item or whatever it is that I want to buy. Like, I've been working really hard and I feel like I deserve to stop and smell the roses for Mother's Day. And I took off this weekend. Normally I'll like, you know, a work a little overtime on the weekends sometimes, but this weekend I took off because I just want to spend time with my daughter and I just want to do something for me. And I just want to do that one. So I'm really excited for the weekend. Don't really have nothing set in stone yet, but I do have options. I have a lot of freaking options to decide what I want to do. Like, they have in this crawfish boil at the Gainsborough Hotel downtown, the Meatpacking District. I'm probably pronouncing the hotel wrong, but I don't think I am. But they have in like this crawfish boil at the Gainsborough. Am I saying it wrong? Guys, correct me. A hotel down in the Meatpacking District tomorrow. And I love crawfish. And I was like, but that's not... And it's a really beautiful, luxurious hotel. Rooftop pool and everything. But I don't know if that's what I want to do tomorrow. So I have options. Like I said, tomorrow, go to AC to watch the concert that I really, really want to watch. But doing that, I'm going to have to stay overnight. And I'm trying to decide, do I want to stay overnight? I might just go with the vibes and see what it's given. And if that's what it's given, then book a room. But I'm like, should I book a room before I go or when I get there? So that's a whole nother thing. But I had a dream about my brother yesterday. For those that listened to the podcast yesterday, it just made me feel so much better because I've been like really... like hoping to have a dream for my little brother. Like, he's been on my mind every day since he passed away, and I finally had a dream about him, and it just made my whole day so much better yesterday. And though I miss him so much, I just know that he's here in spirit. I know he is. I feel him around, and I just know that he's like, yo, you can't see me in the physical, but I'm here. And I really appreciate you, TJ, for coming in my dreams and blessing me with that yesterday, because it meant so much to me. You have no idea. So enough on this, like, sad. You know, when Mother's Day come around, it makes me a little sad because my mother's no longer here. But like I said, I know she's here in spirit as well. So I just want to celebrate my loved ones, the ones that's not here, that didn't make it this year. I want to celebrate them in my way. So I know my mother loved Atlantic City. She loved to go and gamble and throw bus rides to Atlantic City. I don't really gamble too much because I don't know how to gamble, but I just want to go to AC just to enjoy that concert. So that's the options right now. So I wanted to go get my nails and everything done today, but I have to be to work at 12, so I'm not going to have time to do that.
So what I'm going to do is tomorrow, I guess, I'm off tomorrow, but tomorrow, like, it's like a busy day. So I will have to get up early in the morning, go get my nails done, go get my feet done, go do a little running around, because if I decide to go to AC, the concert start at 7. So I'm going to have to leave here, like, around probably at least 1 o'clock. Probably 12, because I want to get there and I want to have dinner. So I want to have a nice little dinner at the steakhouse. And I think they have a Ruth Chris out there, if I'm not mistaken. I think they do, because I've been to Ruth Chris and AC before. But this was years ago, but I don't know if it's still there. But so I might just do that one and just enjoy being here, you know? A lot of people had to bury their mom this year. And some people had to bury their mom years ago. So I just know that Mother's Day is a very touchy, emotional day for women that lost a mom. And for most moms, too, that don't have their moms. It's just like Mother's Day is really touching. And it's touching for a mom that lost her child or her children. It's just Mother's Day is a beautiful day for us. But it's also very emotionally touching, because a lot of us don't have our moms anymore, and we have to live without them. So I'm not gonna talk you guys ear off. It is Friday. It is, you know, payday. Everything is just feeling amazing. I wanted to go to the bank, but I don't know if I'm have time, because it's like either I start getting myself together now for like work for 12 and just starting my day now. I have to go to the rent office. I have to pay my rent. And I got a lot of things I got to do today. So I just have to focus and prioritize one by one. One foot instead of in front of the other. Because with me and my, you know, scrambled egg brain, I got a million things on my head, in my head to do. And I want to do it all. But it's just impossible. So it's like, girl, one step at a time. So I'm going to go pay my rent when the rent office opens. Then I'm going to go to the bank, deposit some money. And then I'm going to go pick up a gift for someone for Mother's Day. And then I'm going to go to work. And then I'm going to be productive. And then I'm going to come home. And I told my daughter tonight we may have like a little seafood boil. I'm going to see how I feel. It depends on if I have the energy, if I'm going to go to the supermarket when I get off of work, because your girl be tired. You understand me? So, happy Mother's Day weekend to the ladies that are out here raising wonderful children, and you're doing your best. You're being the best mom you could be. You're being the best wife you can be. You're being the best girlfriend you could be. You're being the best role model you could be. You are being the best you can be in general. I want to give a shout out to you ladies, the ones that try your best to show up for your child. You try your best to instill nothing but positive and greatness into your child. This is for you ladies. I'm not going to make it about the fellas, because y'all got your day coming up. But there are some good dads, too, that, you know, unfortunately have babies with deadbeat moms. So if you're a single dad and you out here being a dad and a mom, shout out to you, too. But it ain't about you today, bro. It's about the ladies and my sis and all of my sisters out there that's holding it down and taking care of their family as they should. And happy Mother's Day to you ladies. And I hope you guys have a wonderful Mother's Day. To those that are grieving, I'm grieving with you, baby. Believe me, the grief never gets better. You might get one day out of a month that you feel great, and then the remaining of the month you are grieving. So just know it's a process and it's never going to change. It's just what it is. It's a part of your DNA now. You just got to learn to just live with it and keep it moving. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys. Stay positive. You know, this world that we live in is very chaotic, and we don't know what is happening. We don't know what's going to happen any second. So it's just like we have to take the bitter with the sweet, and we just have to keep it going and just remain positive and optimistic and treat people how you want to be treated. Don't look down on people. Don't try to feel like you're better than nobody. I don't even care if you're in a position where you are in a better position than another person. Always try to remain humble, because in a blink of an eye, everything can be taken away. And You don't want to feel like that. So just treat people with respect and treat them the way you want to be treated, and you'll see your life, it just goes a lot smoothly. The thing about me, I feel like where people got me fucked up, excuse my language, is that I'm very, very sweet and I'm very giving and I'm forgiving. I will forgive you and I will keep it moving because I don't hold grudges. I might not trust you 100% anymore, but I will always give you the benefit of the doubt for you to show me who you really are. But I think people don't like that I have boundaries. And once my boundaries are in place, there's no coming back from that. And they might not like my delivery. They might not like the way I asserted myself. Like, oh, she's too assertive, or she doesn't, you know, like to bend. No, those days are over. I'm only going to give you what you give me. So if you're giving me drama, I'm not even giving you that. I'm cutting you off. And it's no disrespect. I just don't have the energy in my life to waste my time that I don't even know how much time on this planet I have left. We have this invisible time that we're playing with, and we don't know how long we have. So let's enjoy the moment. Let's not waste our time with people that don't really genuinely care about us and love us, and move the fuck on. I'm not going to keep on going because I'm very long-winded. I gotta get myself together. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I love you guys again. Peace out. Enjoy your Friday. Ladies, enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. Bye.